At the Home Depot, we have the tools to make your holiday magic in the easiest way possible. With our easy-to-assemble artificial trees, you can have a fully shaped, realistic tree up in your house within minutes. And you know your holiday look wouldn't be complete without our classic animated Santa that collapses for easy storage. Get free delivery on over 2 million eligible items, and you can spread holiday cheer to the whole neighborhood easily. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us today. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen. We now stand 19 days until the midterm elections, 19 days until we restore traditional American values, 19 days until we have the ability to stop the radical Biden administration plans for this country. We got a lot going on here today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be taking your calls. We have some great guests coming up, a radio roundtable with our good friends Mary Walter and Joe Messina. Chris Kobach, who is running for Attorney General in Kansas, is going to drop by. And also, we've got Governor Scott Walker from the former governor of Wisconsin, now president of Young America's Foundation. He's going to be here as well. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You're going to need this if you want to call into the program today. That's 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Now, I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to get out ahead of my skis here on this, but I want to go ahead and make a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. Based upon the polling data that I have seen, I am predicting a tsunami, a red tsunami on Election Day. I think the tide is now turning, and I think a lot of these independents especially, but even some Democrats, are going to switch over and vote with the Republicans on Election Day. And there are a couple of things I look for, and it's not the polling data so much, but that is important for, again, for, you know, exciting the bases or motivating the bases to get out to vote. Today, for example, in Memphis, Tennessee, early voting starts, so you want to get out there and you want to cast your votes early if you have the opportunity to do that. But a number of Americans are very concerned about the direction of this country. They see the crime and violence. They see what's happening in places like Philadelphia where, I mean, the crime is just off the charts. Memphis, Tennessee, unbelievable, the violence here. Chicago, San Francisco, New York City. And a lot of people are seeing that we are in a troubled time in American history. And they're ready for a change. They realize that Joe Biden, they thought, was going to be that guy to unite the country. They thought he was going to be the guy that would usher in more of a genteel political class. And it's turned out not to be true. As a matter of fact, I think the country is more divided today than any other time outside of the Obama administration. So my question to you is this. Are you motivated now? Do you feel good about what's about to happen in this country? Because I do believe that we are on the verge of something radical in this country. An uprising of the American people to say enough is enough, that we're not going down the path of socialism. We're not going to embrace communism in this country. We're not going to do that. Even in the state of Georgia, where Herschel Walker has come under attack yesterday, one of the most heinous things I have ever heard where a far leftist protester interrupted a Herschel Walker event and used the N-word, called him a house N-word. This is how the left treats people. Understand this. I believe that the most racist people in America are not the white supremacists. It's the Democrat Party, the party of the KKK. When you go back in history, you don't see the Democrats having this moment where they stand up and they confess their sinful racist ways and they repent of it. They've never repented of it because the Democrats, they want the black vote. They want the power. It's always been like that. Going back to the civil rights movement, it was the Democrats, the Democrat Party that stood in the way of eradicating Jim Crow laws. It was the Democrat Party that stood in the way of the Civil Rights Act. It's been the Democrat Party all along. As a matter of fact, when you look at the reason why Planned Parenthood was created, it was created for horrific, for horrifying racist plans to eradicate black babies. And I'm not going to get into the history of that, but you can Google it for yourself and you can read all that. This is all very well documented. It's nothing new. So it's not all that surprising when all of a sudden, when a black person decides they want to walk off that plantation. And keep in mind, that's the whole point of the welfare system in America. It's to leech on to the American person so they cannot claim their American, they cannot claim their American dream. That they're always reliant upon the federal government for everything. In a way, it is a plantation, and that has been well documented by our friend Larry Elder. But the Republicans come along and they say there's a better way. There's a way for you to claim that American dream. There's a way for you to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and go out there and get a job and buy a house and become a productive member of society and build a family. There are those things that you are able to do. And you don't have to be a Democrat. And I think people are waking up and they're seeing that. And when they do, when people like Candace Owens and Larry Elder, and well, I don't know if Larry was a Democrat, or Herschel Walker, if anybody steps out of that path, anybody steps off of the Democrat plantation, guess what happens? All the racist attacks come. The hate, the vitriol, the nasty comments. So I'm not surprised that Herschel Walker has come under attack. Honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't been more, as horrible as that is. But I stand alongside people like Herschel Walker, a man who found faith in God and turned from his past, his sinful ways, working to become a better man. And what do? They take the jackboot and they keep kicking this guy and kicking this guy. And now the lead story up on FoxNews.com involves J.D. Vance out of Ohio, where a local newspaper there came up with a cartoon, a political cartoon, mocking J.D. Vance and his wife, who happens to be Indian American. So, again, it's the people out there casting the racist dispersions, using the racist language and the caricatures, by and large, is the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. They're very bad, evil people. Very bad. Very racist. You see, Republicans want to unleash you from the chains of bondage from the government. They want you to live your own life, free of government intervention. That's what the Republican Party should be about. And I believe, by and large, that's what the Democrat Party, or the Republican Party, rather, is about. And we've got to fight for that. And we've got to send that message out there. And we've got to show people. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, crime, a big problem. They had a big press conference. We've got a conservative black pastor running for a state Senate spot. His name is Dr. Frederick Tampin. And if you're listening to us on radio station KWAM, you would be wise to vote for that man. He's got my endorsement. He has my support. And Pastor Tappan, Dr. Tappan, has been out there, and he has been raising issues within the black community about the rise in crime and the about the poor schools. People don't want to live like that. People want to send their kids to a good school. They want to be able to take their kids out to the park and not have to worry about getting shot or stepping on a dirty needle. Those are things that all of us can agree on. And so I think when people step back and they see that the Biden administration, they're putting people who don't even live in this country first. As a matter of fact, it's not even so much all of the illegals coming across the border that we're having to take care of. Now it's an entire nation called Ukraine. And we, the people, don't understand. There are many people listening to this radio program right now, and you're struggling just to pay your bills. You've got a good paying job, but the reality is inflation has really put the squeeze to many, many people across this nation. And then you see the Democrat Party giving billions of dollars to Ukraine. You see the Democrat Party opening up our borders and allowing millions of people to come in. And you sit back and say, well, wait a second, what about my family? What about my wife? What about my kids? What about my grandkids? Why should they go to the back of the line? Why are we taking care of other countries and we're not taking care of our own people? We're not making sure that we've got great schools. We're not making sure that you can drive around town without getting a, you know, stuck in a pothole the size of Cleveland. So all that to say, I'm feeling pretty good about our odds on Election Day in November. How about you? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We're going to open up the phones this hour of the program. That's 844-747-8868. New polling data coming in. We're going to share that information with you as well. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. Illegal drug trafficking has turned our southern border into a war zone. It's a war that no one wants to talk about. That's why I urge you to see Border Battle, the new six-part limited documentary series from Turning Point USA. It exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of drug cartels and the illegal drug trade. Fentanyl has killed tens of thousands of Americans. It's so dangerous, just 3 grains of fentanyl can kill you. Border Battle reveals how illegal immigration, human trafficking, and America's drug crisis has only been made worse by decades of government neglect. Today's drug cartels are militarized with sophisticated weapons, tanks, and drones that drop explosives on their drug competitors right on our southern border. We've never seen this before in the history of our country. Hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents about the horrific conditions along the border and what life is really like on the front lines. Watch Border Battle now. Download the full 6-part documentary series at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, your election headquarters, America. By the way, Carrie Lake is coming on the program Friday, so looking forward to catching up with her and getting a race there in Arizona. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Do you feel good about the midterms, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go to Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Bill's on the line. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Todd, great show already. Hey, I was an IT security guy for 35 years. Before we rolled out a new application or process, we would beta test it. In 2020, that was not performed, and I believe there was fraud because there were no mitigating controls. So since we have not done a comprehensive review of what went wrong, like we did with the Russian hoax, okay, do we know that we have enough controls in place to prevent something like this from happening again? Because I hear bits and pieces, but I don't know if we have sealed all those gaps to prevent it from happening again to any degree.
Bill, for me, the question would be, you're in Georgia. There were a lot of concerns about voter fraud and outright stealing of the vote there. And I know that the folks in Georgia have been working pretty hard to fix those loopholes and stop that from happening. Are you satisfied with how your state leaders have handled that?
I think So I am previously from New Jersey, where I didn't even need to provide ID. I provided a signature. The last time I voted there a few years ago, I intentionally put a different signature. It was my name, but a different signature. They didn't even question it. So my concerns are always those states that don't have controls in place. And I believe that Georgia is doing what they can do. I don't know about all the other states. I don't follow them. That's my concern, because we know that Pennsylvania was lost. We knew that a lot of them were lost mainly because of those reasons where you don't even need to produce an ID, like where I was in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's the problem. Here's my take on the whole ID thing. And, you know, this was a big issue last night. Marco Rubio, Val Demming having their big debate. And Rubio pointed out that, for example, in Georgia, and they're calling out the changes that were implemented in Georgia as saying this is Jim Crow 2.0, when in fact more blacks voted in any other election than the one that you guys just had there in that primary race. So I would say, again, if you got to show an ID to get money out of your bank account, then by golly, you ought to be able to show ID when you go and vote on election day.
I have to show ID to get my Price Plus card from the grocery store.
Oh, look, I try going to Kroger, and you want to go buy a bottle of wine, and you're at the self-checkout. You know what they're going to do? They're going to call a manager over to see your ID, even if you look like you're, you know, older than Methuselah.
Right.
Bill, appreciate
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. My concern is, again, these blue states like Pennsylvania, that's a pivotal state. Have the election officials, and do we now have people in place to prevent this from happening again? That's my main thing.
I don't know, Bill. We're going to find out.
Yep.
The polling data can't all be wrong. So if we go in, and again, I believe we're going to have a red tsunami. I think we're going to pick up at least 40 seats in the House, and I believe that whoever the majority leader is going to be, God forbid it's Mitch McConnell, but whoever the Republican majority leader is going to be will have a solid majority of Republicans in the Senate. And if that does not happen, Bill, and if the Democrats are able to maintain control of the House and the Senate, we've got big problems on our hands. Bill, got to run. Let's go to Steve in Central Arkansas. Steve, what say you?
The only thing I see encouraging right now, Todd, is that the people are finally waking up and opening their eyes to what's been going on in this country for a long time. That's not going to last very long if we keep voting for people that claim they're going to change things and nothing happens. I think we need to put the Republican Party on warning every chance we get. You talk about this all the time, but I don't think it can be said enough. If we vote them this big red wave they're bragging on and slapping themselves on the back on, and we don't see any action, they ain't going to be satisfied very long. It's going to go downhill fast from there.
Well, Steve, here's the problem,
action.
Steve. No, hold on. I'll let you finish your thought. But here's the – look, you're right. This is a very real problem with the Republicans. But I'm willing right now – we've got one job, and that's to get the Republicans on Capitol Hill. Now, if they turn around and they start behaving like Democrats, you're right. We're going to be sounding the alarm on this radio show. We're going to be holding these people accountable. And I'll make you a promise right now, Steve – any Republican who campaigns as a conservative and gets up there to Washington and starts governing as a liberal, I will do everything within my power to have those people removed from office.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. What scares me, Todd, what is their history? What does their history say they're going to do?
Well, we know what history says. Now, the other side of this, and I love people like Carrie Lake, Herschel Walker. You've got these folks out there that are running, and they're saying all the right things on the campaign trail. The question is, will they govern the same way? And the answer to that is we don't know. We have to trust them, kind of like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, fortunately, delivered on all of his promises. There are a lot of people, though, and, for example, oh, goodness gracious, his name, congressman from Grace Baker, I'm drawing a blank here. Dan Crenshaw, thank you. Dan Crenshaw from Texas. He campaigned as a conservative, Steve, turns out to be a moderate. look at Willard Mitt Romney, for crying out loud. So I see what you're saying. Hang tight. Man, did I have a brain freeze. Steve, thanks for the call. It's too early in the day to have a brain freeze, America. But you know what? Steve is right. But right now, I'm just saying we got to get we got to get those Republicans elected. Got to. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. We're picking up the tab for it. We'll be right back, America.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Okay, great. Now the listeners are taunting us, Grace Baker. This is never good. Every day, people tune into this radio program expecting broadcast excellence, and then the host has like a brain stoppage.
Give us a break. It happened.
No, I got a text message. Brain freeze. Did you have a Slurpee for lunch, Starnes?
No, just coffee.
There's no need to be snarky, America. Man. Welcome back. I'll tell you what.
It's the midterms.
It is the midterms, and there are a lot of names going. You got to remember a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of information.
And every now and again, what is it? Once a year, twice a year, I'll have a brain freeze. I know you do. So yeah. This is that time, my one time a year.
Oh, I got my chalkboard out.
I know you you take names. I just know this. But you know what we are going to do, Grace? We haven't done this in a long time, and I was watching Andy Griffith's show last night. It's been a bit of a, I wouldn't say it's been a bit of a crazy week around here, but it's been a bit of a crazy week.
Yes.
And but fortunately, we are surrounded in this beautiful broadcast facility by people that, that we trust and that we know are going to do a great job.
We do our best.
And so I was relaxing last night. I thought, I'm just going to relax, have
no
a good
news.
Time, no news, and I watched the Andy Griffith Show.
That's a good choice.
It's always, I've got the entire series. I was able to buy it on the iTunes thing. I don't know, whatever you call that.
Yes.
And so you watch it. It's great. I love the black and white.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
So all that to say, we're going to give away some copies of our Daily Biscuit. Devotions with a Drawl. It's the latest book, the first non-political book I have written.
To go with non-political show.
That. Well, no, but we are a political show today, though.
Well, no, the Andy Griffith Show being non-political.
Yes. It was. Because that Andy Griffith Show was about America.
Yes.
It was about America the way it was and the way it should be. It was about family. It was about respecting law and order.
The American dream.
It was about delicious food made by Aunt B.
Yes.
Except for the pickles. It was about good, wholesome music.
What you got against pickles?
You haven't had Aunt B's pickles. It's a whole episode.
That's true.
So anyway, we're going to throw out a trivia question. And we're going to give you, whoever gets this, we're going to give you a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. The rest of you need to go and get yourself a copy over in our bookstore at toddstearns.com. So here's the question. We want to know, in which state is Mayberry located? What state is Mayberry located? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, yesterday, Tucker Carlson dropped a bit of a bombshell on the national show on Fox News Channel when he was talking about the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. And Kyle, my apologies. I forgot to ask if we got this audio. We do have it. So I want you to listen to this is a shocking thing that's about to happen. But according to our reporting, and we checked this out after we saw it on Tucker's show last night, the CDC is going to vote to consider making the China virus vaccine mandatory for your child. Let's take a listen.
So here's an amazing story that's been effectively buried. This week, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is expected to add the COVID-19 vax to the list of required childhood vaccines. If this happens, your children will not be able to attend school without taking the COVID shot. Now, the problem is there is no medical basis for this decision whatsoever. Even the CEO of Moderna has just admitted that most people do not need the booster. And in fact, in this country, it's like 4% of adults have gotten the booster because they know now. We're quoting, it's going to be similar to the flu, he said. So what is this exactly? Dr. Marty McCarry is a man we trust. He's a professor at Johns Hopkins University. He joins us tonight to assess. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on. Is it an overstatement to say there's really no medical justification for this?
Well, there's certainly no clinical data. They've got data from 8 mice on the Omicron vaccine in young people. And the child vaccine story is essentially a story of bypassing clinical data, which is why many of us are asking, why even have an FDA? Why do we even do clinical trials? Right now, we've got pharma saying, hey, we did a study. We're going to give you the top line of the press release. We're going to call the White House, and the White House then calls the FDA and the CDC and tells them to get in line. They bought 170 million doses of this new Omicron vaccine. There has never been a vaccine added to the child immunization schedule without solid clinical evidence that reduces disease significantly in the community. The COVID vaccine in children will be the first. It will be added with no clinical data. And many of us that are saying, hey, let's see the data, we're basically told, stop asking questions. Dr. Jha, who's the chief COVID advisor at the White House, has said he has seen the data, but it's not public information. What are they hiding? Why can't we see this information? Instead, we're basically seeing this intense paternalism to really just do what we say and stop asking questions. And the CDC's committee that's voting, I mean, that is essentially a kangaroo court. You have to be an official card-carrying vaccine fanatic to be on that committee. If you're not, then basically they're not going to accept people who think that some vaccines are important and others lack the evidence to support broad distribution. Remember, 1 in 5,000 vaccine doses results in a severe adverse event, according to data from overseas, from Germany, because we don't fund that research in the U.S. And in Israel, they took 283 people who got myocarditis from the vaccine. One of them died, two were in the ICU. So if thousands of people are going to get myocarditis from this indiscriminate vaccination in young, healthy people, we're going to see some unintended harm. And my concern is that some schools may blindly accept this. So if the CDC decides to go ahead and put this on the routine vaccine schedule, it'll be up to states. And that's where I think parents have a right to say, let's see some clinical data before we force this as a requirement for school.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is like, you're so understated in your effect, but what you're saying is shocking, I think, to the layman anyway. So I appreciate your saying it. I'm sure you're taking a lot of heat for it, but we're grateful. Dr. Marty McCarry of Johns Hopkins, thanks.
All right. It was a fascinating interview that Tucker did with this guy. I do have a couple of questions here for our listeners, and we're going to get to your trivia question in just a moment. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, would you allow your child to get this vaccine? What the federal government is about to do is they're going to mandate. So if your child wants to go to school, they're going to have to get this vaccine. Now, my concern is how many more kids are going to die as a result of getting the vaccine? How many more student athletes are going to collapse on the playing field, suffering from myocarditis, suffering a heart attack, or dying in some cases, simply because they got the vaccine? We are watching all over the world perfectly healthy people now suffering bizarre side effects. Women are not able to get pregnant. Kids are not able to become athletes. Men are not able to perform manual labor because any sort of stress on the heart and they drop dead. Now, this is not fabricated conversation here or commentary. This is very well documented. And my question to you, would you, if push came to shove, Would you allow your child to get that vaccine? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, full lines here for trivia, and we're going to get to Patty in North Carolina in just a moment. But I want to go to Virginia. Amber is listening to us on 104.1 FM. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Amber, what part of Virginia are you from?
I am in Abingdon, which is right beside of Damascus, where the Creeper Trail meets the Appalachian Trail.
So a lot of hikers in your area.
Absolutely, yes. We're in Southwest Virginia, so we are about 6 hours away from Richmond.
Very nice. Well, we love Virginia. We have a lot of listeners out there in that part of the country. And Amber, we're so glad you called in, because we're going to try to win you a copy of my latest book called Our Daily Biscuit. We wanted to know, in what state is Mayberry located?
Well, I know the answer because I'm also a bluegrass musician, and I've played many shows in Mount Airy, which Mayberry was based off of, in the state of North Carolina.
All right, hold on here. Yeah, that's it. Amber, wow, you're a winner. Not only that, you also knew that Mayberry was, in fact, not a real town, but it was based on Mount Airy, North Carolina.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Now, congratulations, and we've got another trivia question. And, Amber, you're not going to be eligible for this one, but we're going to share it a little bit later. But it does involve a certain banjo group that played, a bluegrass band that played on the old Andy Griffith show. So we'll save that for later in the show. But so you play? Do you have a band, or do you guys just do this for fun?
So we had just been kind of dormant for a few years. I led a band called No Speed Limit for about 15 years, and we retired. And I've recently started a new group that we call ourselves Gretchen's Daughter. And we have recently been invited to attend an event with Amanda Chase in December. So we're really excited about that.
Well, congratulations. I'm a huge bluegrass fan, and so I'm going to have to check out your music. And we're going to give you a signed copy of my latest book. You're going to love it. Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. Amber, congratulations. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Grace is going to get your information. All right. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, lines have opened up. Would you allow your child to get that vaccine? It could become mandatory. If you want to send your kid to public school, they're going to have to get that vaccine, according to the CDC. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Also, all this month, we are raising money for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. You guys are doing a good job. Our numbers are starting to tick up, but they're not ticking up fast enough. So we need you to go in the break to ToddStearns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and we need you to donate. Every single penny that you donate is going to be doubled thanks to a matching donor. So if you give $100, you're actually giving a $200 gift. And folks, all of your gifts, no matter how big or small, all of it, 100%, is tax deductible. So again, help our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom by going to ToddStearns.com. Thanks to you great Americans, MyPillow is an amazing company. And Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on his standard MyPillows. You get a standard MyPillow, normally $69.98, only $19.98. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products like MyPillow towels, mattress toppers, My Slippers, so much more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to get Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty so you know it's going to last, and a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting the quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 1-800-839-8506.
No, I know what
the conspiracy people are saying, Grace Baker, I see the same things you see. I mean, the reality is that a lot of the people behind the whole China virus vaccine, the one they shoved out there without doing any clinical trials, the one they forced everybody to take, and they basically accused you of being a spawn of Satan if you didn't. Well, if you don't take this, you're going to kill your grandmother. You don't want to kill your grandmother, do you? Well, no. Somebody asked me that once because, you know, I got the Moderna and then ended up in the ICU for a week and I didn't go back for dosage number two. And somebody somebody sent me a message and we get all the hate mail. You don't want to kill your grandmother, do you? Okay, well, my grandmother's dead. So
dang.
What do you want me to
that
say?
That took a dark turn quick.
Oh, I don't want Meemaw. I love Meemaw. I mean, everybody
Are
loves their
Meemaw. Are you a grandma killer?
So what do you do now? So, I mean, if this goes through, you will not have a choice. You will have to do this, mommy and daddy, which, again, is all the more reason to make sure Republicans are elected in the midterms, because I don't care how moderate or liberal the Republicans are. They're not going to go along with that. Let's go to Bill, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our great affiliate there. Bill, what say you?
What's up, man? Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, my kids will not take the vaccine. They will not, no matter what. We'll homeschool. We'll do whatever. I haven't taken it. My wife hasn't taken it. You know, my mother got talked into taking it by her doctor. And she doesn't usually – she's a Fox News diehard and, you know, believes, doesn't trust anybody. And she got talked into taking it. She had heart problems, which are – we do have it supposedly hereditary. Well, within a week after she took it, her heart jumped beat. And then 3 weeks later, her heart stopped. And they couldn't revive her. And you can say it's coincidence if you want to, but she was actually very active and fine before that. And literally within, and then after I've done some research, I've come to find out that this has happened to many, many older adults that has happened after they've taken the shot, and some younger ones as well. But, as the point is, without the research and everything, you know, there's no reason for this. This doesn't do what they had originally said it was supposed to help prevent you from getting it. It's proven it doesn't do that. As obviously as you stated many times, it doesn't prevent you from spreading it, doesn't keep you from getting it. And there's been people that have died after the vaccine of COVID in the hospital, and I know people, they have been told to find another reason, whereas before it no matter what they die of, test them for COVID. And now they're doing the opposite. If they come in and they have COVID, well, let's find something else wrong with them and say that's what killed them. I mean, it's just so political. And I love when people try to say, trust the science. What science are we trusting? I mean, you know, what are you talking about? There's no science behind it.
Bill, but not only that, there's a pretty good argument that can be made that those people who do get the vaccines and have been fully vaccinated and fully boosted are more likely to get the China virus than somebody who has not. And you're looking at one of them. I had a heart problem that was fixed. So it wasn't like something that was going to get progressively worse. I had a heart issue that was fixed in 2005, and I was perfectly healthy until I got that vaccine, and literally a week later in the hospital with the same kind of symptoms that you just described. And a lot of other people are coming down with the same symptoms. You cannot deny that there are hundreds of athletes that are dropping, and we get to see many of them do it on national television because of some sort of a heart-related illness. And you know if they're playing college ball, that those people had to be vaccinated. So, Bill, appreciate you calling in, and you raise a lot of great points. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill from Memphis, Tennessee says if push comes to shove, they're going to homeschool. They're not going to let their kids get jabbed. What about you? 844-747-8868. Now, again, the CDC expected to announce that the China virus vaccine will be added to the list of required childhood vaccines. There are a lot of problems with this, but the biggest is there's no clinical data. So we don't know what kind of an adverse situation they're going to create here. And not just an immediate one, but down the road. Are we going to raise a generation of young people who cannot give birth to kids? Are we going to see where a majority of people are? Because, again, I know when you look at you don't want to be full-blown conspiracy theory, but a lot of these people that are backing the vaccines want to depopulate the earth. By the way, our good friend Paul Shanklin just sent me a text. And Todd, these pharmaceutical companies, none of them have corporate liability for any of the vaccines. So in other words, if you are forced to get their vaccine and you end up losing your life, or you end up suffering some sort of a fatal heart or a lifelong heart problem, there's no recourse for you. A perfect storm, lots of money, no liability. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. And the question now for many moms and dads, what are you going to do if the CDC makes this mandatory, if they add this to the list of childhood immunizations, the childhood vaccines, what do you do as a parent? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind, so let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are now 19 days until the midterm elections, 19 days until we can right a whole lot of wrongs, 19 days until we can start to extinguish a lot of political dumpster fires burning across the fruited plain. Welcome, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes, your affable host, and we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Coming up in just a matter of seconds, our good friend Governor Scott Walker is going to join us, president of Young America's Foundation. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Chris Kobach, who is running for attorney general in Kansas. Radio roundtable on the way with Mary Walter from New Jersey, Joe Messina from Santa Clarita, California, and we'll be getting their opinions on this latest news coming out regarding the COVID vaccine becoming a mandatory childhood vaccine. All right, write down our number. You will need this. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. And I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Governor Scott Walker, joins us. Hey, Governor, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, John. Great to be with you. Thanks for having us.
So, midterm elections, and Governor, I don't want to jinx anything here, but man, is it sure looking good for Republicans literally all over America right now.
It really is. I think I'd bet my house on Republicans taking the House, and it's a combination of great candidates, redistricting, drawing more fair boundaries than before, and most importantly, as you know, you've talked about, we're on the right side of the issues. I mean, when Joe Biden says the economy is on fire while eating ice cream, you think you got brain freeze or something like that, because people know it. Because of their policies, it's costing Americans more for gas, for food, for housing. And they realize that those radicals on the left, the things they're doing actually have made it worse. And they're ready to get rid of the people in, at least on the Democrat side, in the House. And it's making a lot of these Senate races that were once considered to be bigger gaps now very close, and we got to, obviously it's a couple more weeks to go, but I think it's a real shot even taking the Senate as well.
I'm with you on that, and taking the Senate by some pretty good numbers. Look, even in Oregon, we've been following the race. Christine Drazen, who is the Republican nominee for governor, and it looks like that Oregon could have its first Republican in the governor's mansion in more than 40 years. Nike co-founder Phil Knight is now dumping a lot of money into her campaign. Even the Wall Street Journal weighing in and saying that the crime wave in Oregon and places like Portland and Governor, we heard from our affiliate out there in Salem, that crime is just pouring out in other parts of the state, and it's really causing people to step back and say, hey, we got to stop this.
Yeah, first time they've had a Republican since I was in school. Once upon a time, that was a competitive state, but it's a combination, right, of Portland in particular, but people all throughout that area. I spoke out in Washington County, just outside of Portland. They are scared all over the area, just like they are outside of Seattle and Washington. But it's a combination of that. The interesting thing in that race, and this happened years ago in Maine when they elected a Republican governor there as well, and it's a three-way race. You've got a legitimate third-party independent candidate who's polling at about 20%. And so that's pulling more votes from the Democrat than from a Republican. And the Republican's right on message on crime, pointing out very unpopular current governor whose policies have let some of these just really radical criminals back out in the street. I think that's why you even see the margins cutting close from the governor's race in New York State because of crime. Public safety is a real issue in the House and the Senate, but particularly as governor's race.
It's across the board and literally border to border with the Zeldin-Kathy Hochul race, and Lee Zeldin is making solid gains there. Governor, I'm curious to know the role of YAF in all of this, really raising up that next generation of young American conservatives. How important is your work and the work you guys are doing at YAF to what's happening on the campaign trail right now?
Well, this is pushing a fundamental shift. A lot of our kids go out and they're in dual groups. They're in Young America's Foundation. They get their educational backing. They get their counter to the radicalism on campus. And then they go join college Republicans or just in many cases campaigns outright themselves. And it's countering what we saw really in 2018 and 2020, where you saw just such a big margin amongst 18 to 24-year-olds. It was when I ran for re-election in 2014 as governor, I actually tied with my Democrat opponent in that age category. We've seen big gaps growing since then. And part of the work we're doing to lay the foundation, not only in college and high school, but even younger in middle school now at YAF, and you want to know more, yf.org, is so that these young people can go out and persuade others to make the case for positive conservative ideas. And I think now, again, if you're young and you look at not only your own personal safety on campus or in your communities, but you look at how much things cost and you're looking ahead to a future, you realize pouring more federal money and more state and local money into things isn't the answer. And then on top of that, if you were in a school that was locked down the last couple of years, you got to wise up and realize it was people on the left who did that. And those are not the people you want in charge, certainly not in a pandemic, but not at any time.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Governor Scott Walker, president of Young America's Foundation. Of course, coming up in just a couple of weeks, you guys are going to be celebrating Freedom Week, celebrating victory over communism, and that's got to be a big event for students all over the nation.
It is. You know, we kick it off October 9th is the anniversary of, or excuse me, November 9th is the anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down, and of course, at the end of the week, we thank those men and women who ultimately, in many cases, paid the ultimate price, but whether they were killed in action or they came back home and continued to live a great life here in America, we celebrate Veterans Week or Veterans Day throughout that week as well. But it's amazing, Todd, you'll get a kick out of this. It amazes me that on some of these campuses, there's pushback. We just got a federal judge to intervene and grant or a request for a preliminary injunction. Out in California, there's a place called Clovis Community College in Fresno that actually had an approved organization, our YF chapter right there on campus, put up posters. And one of them is kind of a playoff of the Got Milk campaign. So it's got milk, got bread, got blankets, got anything. And it shows a woman in the old Soviet Union with bare shelves trying to find some food. And talks about embracing liberty instead of communism and socialism. But that could be today in Venezuela or Cuba or elsewhere around the world. We found that the left, the reason that they claim that these administrators claim they took the posters down was because they were offensive to communists. You're damn right there, Spencer, the communist. And that's why we're pointing out the truth.
That's right. I love it. I love it. And, of course, also at YAF.org, folks, you've got a student on a campus, and UC Bias, they have a bias hotline, and you can check all of that. Great resources over at YAF.org, and, of course, links to all of their great conferences. And it's always been an honor to speak and meet the students at the conferences you guys do, not just in D.C., but also out in Santa Barbara. So, Governor, I appreciate you letting us be involved.
Well, my pleasure. Always great out there. I'm going to head out tomorrow for the Reagan Ranch for another one of our high school conferences, high school, college, and now middle school, YF.org. You got a student, a kid, grandkid, you name it, kid. Get them involved, because what they'll find more than anything, more than just the great speakers like you, which is fabulous enough, the most impressive thing, they realize they're not alone. There's other young people just
like them.
And that's what it takes to be brave.
That's it. All right. Well, safe travels, Governor. Always good having you on the program. And say hello to our good friends out there in Santa Barbara.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good one.
All right. Governor Scott Walker, ladies and gentlemen, from Young America's Foundation. And everybody has a role to play. Everybody has a role to play. And our job is to get the message out there and offer platforms to good people like Scott Walker from Young America's Foundation. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a lot of folks wanted to weigh in on these mandatory vaccines. The CDC expected to announce tomorrow that the China virus vaccine will become a mandatory childhood vaccine, and they are going to protect, shield Moderna and Pfizer from any sort of litigation. So let's just say you get the vaccine because you have to because of your job, and then you develop a heart problem and you're disabled. You have no legal recourse. Folks, what are you going to do? Moms, dads, would you homeschool your kids? Would you just turn the other way as they jab the needle into your kids' arms so they could go to public school? What would you do? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. But I've been reminding you of the critical importance, and I mean critical importance, of the help that you generate and support for Alliance Defending Freedom. And here's a compelling example. Selena Soule, who has joined three other female athletes, is being represented by ADF in a lawsuit that's aimed at overturning woke laws that mandate male athletes like Leah Thomas be allowed to unfairly compete against females, despite their clearly unfair physical advantages. Well, Selena told our good friend Sebastian Gorka why it takes so much courage to challenge these outrageous laws.
Most people are afraid of the retaliation from school administrators, from coaches, from colleges, from the workplace. And without women, there would be no women's sports. And we need to just stand up for all women and protect Title IX. Everyone who is passionate about this issue needs to speak on it.
It is our job to protect the vulnerable. Selena, God bless you and the others who are fighting for the truth and the Alliance Defending Freedom.
So here's what I'm asking you. Why don't you take Dr. Gorka's advice and go to ToddSterns.com. Just click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to make a generous tax-deductible donation. That support is urgently needed as ADF fights alongside these biological female athletes. And every first-time donation will be doubled here in the final days of the campaign. You can also phone in your gift, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. But again, we are in the final days of the campaign. Our goal, $20,000. So either way, give us a helping hand here. Do your part and join us in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. To the phones we go. Homer in North Carolina, WSIC, our great radio station there. Homer, what's on your mind?
I'm 83 years old. All right.
Yes.
Whenever I was in grammar school, fourth, fifth grade, there was a dread disease called polio. Have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of polio.
And you took a vaccine when you went to school.
That's correct.
Now, when that vaccine came out, the health director of the county, that was in South Carolina, election in South Carolina, came to the school, set up in the breezeway, and every class was run through there and handed a lump of sugar, and that vaccine was on that sugar. They didn't ask nobody, they asked no permission, because it was a national disease that was hurting young people. Had to go into iron lungs to breathe at the time. So that was the way it was handled. And as far as the COVID virus vaccine, they were they not developed by Pfizer and Moderna?
They were, and Homer, you know, looking at those vaccines, and this is the concern I have. When you look at the polio vaccine, it took years of clinical trials to finally get the vaccine. It did not take years. It took just a few months. There have been no clinical trials. And when you actually look at the China virus vaccine, just look at it right now, Homer. Are you there?
I'm there.
All right.
I'm taking the Moderna. Two Demers and two boosters.
Okay. And
that has not bothered me. I'm 83 years old.
Well, that's fantastic. Reality is that the jabs, that vaccine does not prevent the spread, and it does not last. It wears off after eight months, and it is proven to be harmful to children. So why would we want to jab our kids? Kids are dropping dead. They're dropping dead, Homer. They got heart problems.
Ah, come on. See, you're using Trump's methods now.
I am using Trump's methods. It's called the truth. It's called the facts, Homer.
You can't use innuendos and stuff like that.
I'm not using any innuendo. I'm providing you with the information. The facts are.
Out of a million shots, how many people have been affected?
Homer, let me ask you a question here. Biden has been fully boosted, I think double boosted. And the guy still gets the China virus just about on, I don't know, how many times he's come down with China virus?
I got the virus.
You've got it. All right. So if you got it, then what's the point of having the vaccine?
I spit it right back out. I had already had the two shots. Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, Homer, it is dangerous for children.
I got it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Homer. Thank you. And I'm glad Homer's doing good. He's in his 80s, but clearly he doesn't like Trump. But this has nothing to do with Trump. As a matter of fact, Trump was the guy who said we got to get these vaccines out. And again, it was too soon. I love what Congressman Thomas Massey says. The jabs don't prevent the spread. It can be harmful to kids. They wear off after 8 months. Children are not the greatest COVID risk. It's obsolete with new variants, and there's no liability. None whatsoever. Let's go to Cheryl in Jefferson, Georgia, WDUN, our great station there. Hey, Cheryl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, you brought up this issue that is just drives me nuts, because there is so much information out there now about how harmful these jabs are and how they were not tested properly. The CDC's hiding it. The FDA's hiding it. Everybody and their brother's hiding it. I don't understand why people will not do their own research and why they are still drinking the Kool-Aid. It's beyond me. I mean, people are, like you said, falling over dead. Young people. Do they not see it? They got to get off of the mainstream media.
They have to, Cheryl, and there's an intentional effort at disinformation. That's the issue here, and it's coming from the mainstream media only because they refuse to ask any questions. We can all see it for ourselves when the NFL players are just collapsing on the field, or the soccer players, the track and field athletes. It's almost every week we're hearing a report of another athlete or a singer, and the first question literally everybody asks, was that person vaccinated?
And it's follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. These people are making huge bucks off of these vaccines, and people are just burying their head to this.
And Cheryl, you watch what would happen. Imagine this. Imagine they say, okay, this is going to be mandatory, but here's the caveat. if you suffer a side effect, then you get to sue Moderna. You get to sue Pfizer. You know what would happen? They'd be saying, whoa, maybe we don't need to do this after all. Cheryl, I think you're on to something. This is about the almighty dollar and no accountability. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back, everybody. So glad to have you with us. And we're throwing in a little trivia today. We're having a good look. We gotta be a little relaxed when we can and take a breather because the midterms are going to be fast and furious. And folks, I'm telling you, we've got to go into the home stretch and we've got to be fired up. We've got to get our political guns ablazing here, and we've got to focus on the prize. Get out and vote. Early voting underway across some parts of the country. Get out and take advantage of that. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Connor, what's on your mind today?
Todd, well, I called in on crime, but I just, from that previous caller, I didn't realize Homer Simpson was in his 80s and was a Democrat. So I guess you're learning something new every single day.
And lived in North Carolina. Who knew that?
Yeah, I didn't know. And apparently, you know, I have the China virus, and I'm driving right by Harvard, so that's why I'm specifically using the term China virus. And I've been boosted. I have to have the virus for, you know, the vaccine for work. I made that choice, personal choice. But I'll tell you, this experimental snake oil doesn't do very much to prevent it. I mean, it was still just as miserable. It wasn't crazy. It was just like getting the flu, but I don't think it would have fared any different if you had had the vaccine. And the Center for Drugging Our Children, they should not.
Oh, we lost Connor. Sorry. All right, we got Connor back now. Connor, I think we got you on a bad phone line here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said that the Center for Drugging Our Children, this should not be a decision parents should have to make when sending their kids to school. You know, there's less reason to send kids to school now to these public schools. It's like folks should just homeschool their kids and get some type of tax credit for what they pay for their local school system, because this is just getting to be ridiculous. So it's,
Connor,
unacceptable.
It is unacceptable, and I'm just concerned about what this is going to do long term to the health of boys and girls. And I'm especially troubled by how many of these depopulation fanatics are backing a lot of these vaccines. And that concerns me. When you hear reports of women not being able to get pregnant, when you hear these reports about troubled pregnancies on the rise, and many of these people have been vaccinated, it does make you wonder, is there an ulterior motive to all of this? And it's, you don't want to get conspiratorial, but I'm getting a little bit of hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know what I mean, Connor?
I understand, because I feel the same way, my friend, but it's like when Republicans regain control, they have to haul Fauci and all these other thugs before Congress. And, you know, I'd love to see Fauci go to jail, quite frankly. I'd love to see him prosecute the boys in this country.
He should go to jail.
We cannot allow this to happen.
No, absolutely. Exactly. Connor, going to let you go. Sorry about that phone connection, my friend. 844-747-8868. News dropped late yesterday. Igor Danchenko, who was the primary source for the fake Russian dossier, the one the FBI, and the FBI put out $1 million bounty on Donald Trump's head, wanting dirt on Trump, and they came up with the dossier, which turned out not to be true. Igor Danchenko was acquitted of 4 counts of lying to the FBI. I mean, this is pretty, folks, Senator Marsha Blackburn really spelled it out. She was on one of the shows just late yesterday. And here's how she described the Danchenko verdict.
You know, I think from this, we have learned that there are indeed two tiers of justice. We know that D.C. is a swamp. It's full of people that are going to try to protect the FBI and the institutions. We do know that Hillary Clinton was involved in this. This Russia hoax, all this came from her campaign. The FBI knew that this was false. They wanted to take down Donald Trump so badly that they were willing to pay Christopher Steele $1 million. If he could verify what he was getting, and they put Danchenko on the payroll and kept him there for a few years. And I think it is going to be interesting to see what Durham's next steps are. But what the American people are gaining from this is insight into exactly how corrupted
you're hearing this
group.
From your voters in your district.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Tennesseans every single day. Mm-hmm. What they know is there's two tiers of justice. Clinton was involved in this. They paid for it. They tried to push it over. They had this narrative. They wouldn't let it go. They wanted to take down President Trump.
And that's all there is to it. The jury found Danchenko not guilty on all charges. And the judge, now, if Durham had actually charged him with 5 counts of lying, but the judge threw out one of the charges. Now, this trial was not held in Nashville, Tennessee, or Atlanta. It was held in Alexandria, Virginia. So you basically had a jury that was anti-Trump. That's what this is all about. But I believe that Senator Blackburn is right. There is one set of rules for people like Hillary Clinton and the deep state and the swamp, and another set for the rest of us. I want to go to the phones. A lot of people are fired up about this, and I am angry as well. But I mean, we all sort of saw this coming. It's not like we're going to get justice for Donald Trump here. Keep in mind, the people they. Every time the Democrats accuse Trump of something, it's something that they've been up to. So they said, well, Trump was trying to overthrow America on J6. That's what he was trying to do. No, but the Democrats were trying to overthrow Trump during the 2016 presidential election cycle. When he got elected, they tried to sabotage his presidency. And we do have evidence of that. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. And Patty, I know you're fired up about this.
Hell yeah, and congratulations on Tennessee.
Hey, Rocky Top Patty. Wow, what a party.
I'm sure. Oh, God, Todd. You're the first person that was in, I was like, thinking about Todd.
Oh, I was having a good time. You know, I was at the Food and Wine Festival. It was kind of a hoity-toity event, but somebody was able to sneak in. We got a TV, and people were cheering and hooting and hollering, and a lot of cigars being smoked on Saturday night,
well,
Patty.
And you know what? After when they all jumped on the field, and you know, everybody's complaining about how stuff ended up in the river, like, you know, the goal post and everything. I was, like, laughing. I'm like, let them enjoy themselves. This is, like, a good thing. I'm glad these guys were enjoying themselves.
Had a great time. And I will say this. This is what college football is really all about. And the kids, the youngsters, and the president of the university are like, oh, you know, we're going to let them party. We're going to let them have a good time. We got some spare goalposts in the backyard. We'll just haul those out. It's all good.
No mess there, huh?
No. This is Tennessee. This is the land of the free. All right, Patty, all right, what do you want to say about this dossier?
My God in heaven. You know what? I'm going to say something. You're right. Washington and Virginia. There's no way any Republican or Trump going to win there. That is so the biggest bias. You know what? You're right. Bring it to another state, but that's never going to happen. But you know what? They're all going to get it back. It's all going to come around and bite them. It is.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right, Patty, but I just haven't seen it. And we've had, you know, we love Jim Jordan. We love all those guys on the House Freedom Caucus. And they've been on this show for upwards of 5 years saying, you know, that justice is coming. Well, it's been 5 years, and it's time to see justice here. I mean, it really is.
You're right.
I want to see some purpose. I want to see I want to see Susan Rice and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. I want to see them marched out of their mansions in handcuffs for what they have done to Donald Trump and what they have done to America.
Well, this is another thing. I just want to bring one thing up. There's a commercial that my daughter brought on. I don't go on social media. I'm not good with computer. My daughter brought it up to me. There's a commercial out that Eric Swalwell came out with. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Well, Eric Swalwell came out with this commercial about them raiding
with the cops. Yeah.
Right. Now, what about the pro-choice people? What about the pro-choice that the FBI's raiding all the time?
It's a great point. The only people, and Patty, the commercial you're describing, Eric Swalwell putting out a commercial, and the allegation,
the bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, the allegation is that if the Republicans have their way, the cops will show up at your front door while the family's having dinner and arrest your wife or whatever for wanting to have an abortion. When in fact, as we have always said here, Patty, when the Democrats accuse you of something, it's usually because they're guilty of it. Meanwhile, the Democrats are literally going and sending the FBI after moms and dads who complain about their school board. They're sending the FBI to raid those houses. They're sending the FBI to raid anybody who has shaken the hand of President Trump. And they're sending the FBI to raid and arrest pro-life leaders whose only crime is to pray on a sidewalk. Yeah, to your point, people are angry about that.
You're right, Todd. And guess what? I'm going to tell you something. I live in the same area of Homer. And let me tell you something, WSIC, let me tell you something. Homer, when I pass by, if I pass by your house, I'm going to have my big Trump and my big Let's Go Biden sticker, okay?
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. All right, Patty.
I love you, Todd. And I actually gave to your cause too. That I gave $50 to that cause.
Well, Patty, God bless you, Alliance Defending Freedom. God
yes,
bless
I
you. For
I
that.
Gave $50.
You know, it truly is a worthwhile organization. I am a donor to Alliance Defending Freedom because they're just out there. They do the job and they get the job done. And I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you doing that. All right.
God
Thanks.
Bless you. And you know what? Thank you, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Appreciate you. Look, before we go to break, I have to share this story with you. There is no doubt there is racism in America. I don't think there's a lot of it, but I do think there is racism. And I think the racism, by and large, is coming from the other side, the non-cracker persuasion, if you will. Now, I say that because every time... And where's Grace? Grace, every time we get a story about a person who found a noose in their front yard or in their garage at a NASCAR event or going to get a tuna sandwich when it's 3 degrees below zero in Chicago, hashtag Juicy Smoulet. Every time we see those stories, I get hate mail. How come you're not covering those stories, you racist? You just hate black people, don't you? Why aren't you covering that? Well, there's a reason for that, Grace. Because by and large, I've been in this business a long time. And every time those kinds of stories come out, there's another shoe that eventually drops. And it turns out that they're all make-believe. They're fake hate crimes.
Gotta wait for all the facts.
When there's a video that comes out, I want to see the whole video. I don't want to see just a sliver.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we operate on this program. I want to see everything. As a matter of fact, as a recent example, what was it on Sunday? Jill Biden at the Eagles game gets booed, right?
Oh, but yeah.
When you read our story, it was reportedly. I mean, there were a lot of reports of it, but there was no video.
Mm-mm.
And I knew something was up because they did not release the video of saying, please welcome Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden.
True.
They always do. So that told me that there was something up. I had a suspicion, but we didn't have the video. Well, guess what? We got the video now.
Oh, yes.
But we waited. We hedged it. Reportedly, people said.
Allegedly.
That's right. Allegedly. So anyway, I say all of that to share this item with you. There was a big controversy in the Air Force. A black airman alleged that he was denied a promotion, and he had the evidence. He had the goods. He had an email, And the email said, we won't be sending your name up for whatever at the squadron. That part was redacted. You currently have a shaving waiver, which isn't a professional image. And I think the Air Force is looking for somebody of white complexion. And with that, and with the image that the Air Force needs. The person who got that, the black airman, said, this is the third job that's been held over my head due to my looks and something that's based on personal preference. And, of course, all you know what broke loose, right? Well, now it turns out that it was all fake, that the black airman actually fabricated the racist text messages.
Just got to wait for all the facts, folks.
You got to wait for the facts. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that there's no racism in America. I think there is racism in America. And I think of a lot of it now is directed from non-people of, or you've got, I'm so confused with all the, it's minorities against whites. That's the majority of, I believe, the racism in America right now. But again, I don't even think that is a major thing. But this kind of stuff does not help. When you've got these kinds of stories out there, people fabricating, once again, fabricating these racist attacks. And my estimation is, I don't care who you are. Hate is hate. It doesn't matter about skin color. And it shouldn't matter about skin color, but they make it about skin color nowadays. Hate is hate. But whoever did that needs to face charges that another person, that a white person would have been charged with. Because if a white person had been guilty of that, they would have been arrested. They would have been charged with a hate crime. And I say, if you fake a hate crime, then you deserve to do the same time. That's all I'm saying here. And that'll put a stop to it. But we got to stop going after people based on skin color. And I'm talking about the Biden administration because they're the ones fomenting all of this nonsense. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind. So let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, folks, and we sure do appreciate it, Patty. Patty says from North Carolina, she just made a donation, $50 donation to Alliance Defending Freedom, and you can do the same thing by going to toddstarns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. We just want to be able to say, you know what, we did our part. We raised $20,000 for the cause, and that's going to go a long way in fighting for these young biological female athletes that are fighting it back against these transgender monsters. Folks, now more than ever, so vitally important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And Patriot Mobile, they're one of them, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. And they make it very simple to switch. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. They're going to give you free premier activation, and they're going to throw in a free gift. Now, they've got plans to fit any budget. By the way, they also have a great plan for business owners, and they've got discounts for veterans and first responder heroes. All you need to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Folks, also just want to say thank you. We are really on trending to record numbers on our podcast. Now one of the top 100 podcasts in America, thanks to you guys out there. And we're just so grateful because we know where our bread gets buttered. And it's because of you guys sharing the news about our program with your friends, with your neighbors, the folks you go to church with. And we would love for you to head over to toddstarns.com right now if you have not signed up for the newsletter or the podcast. Well over 200,000 people now subscribe to the newsletter. And our podcast, I think we're going to probably hit the 1.1, 1.2 million downloads for the month of October. So we're going to finish this month strong. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. Coming back, we've got Kris Kobach running for Attorney General in Kansas. We've got our big radio roundtable, Mary Walter and Joe Messina. We also have your calls as well and some trivia. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. 19 days until the midterm elections. 19 days until we start righting a lot of wrongs in this country. Great to have you with us today. A lot going on this hour of the program. Radio Rumble with our good friend Mary Walters from New Jersey, Joe Messina from Santa Clarita, California. They're going to be joining us in just a little while. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have Chris Kobach with us. He is running for Attorney General in the great state of Kansas. Chris, hope you're doing well today.
It's an honor to speak with you, Todd.
I can't think of a better person to be running for Attorney General right now than you, Chris. You have a very long and storied career in defending law enforcement and law and order, not just in Kansas, but really across America. How's the campaign going for you?
The campaign's going pretty well. We are, obviously, as you mentioned, 19 days away. The polls have me ahead slightly by a few percentage points, but it's always better to be ahead by a significant number than in a close race. So we're sprinting all the way to the end.
And again, with the law and order being front and center in so many of these races around the nation, this is a big deal. And I'm curious about there in Kansas. Have you guys seen the rise, the uptick in crime that so many other people have seen around the nation?
We have all of our crime statistics are up. Just about every violent crime is. There are a few categories of crime that are not up. But yes, we have seen a significant increase in violent crimes, a significant increase in car thefts. Consistent with the national pattern. And of course, the big increase is in fentanyl deaths. We have over 500 fentanyl deaths since 2015, and the number just keeps on climbing. And one thing I've done as a candidate for attorney general is outline some specific things we can do to actually deter the dealing of fentanyl. So, as a result, a lot of sheriffs have endorsed me, and I think we've got a pretty good plan.
We've heard from so many of our listeners. We've got on a number of radio stations, including KQAM in Wichita, and they're voicing the same concerns you just shared about the rise in drug overdoses, drug related deaths. And you've been pointing out for years now, Chris, that most of the drugs are coming right across the border. And until we can get that secure, we're going to continue to see these out-of-control drug overdose deaths.
That is exactly right, Todd. Anyone who says the border is not an issue, let's just look at fentanyl, is not really looking at fentanyl. Because the supply, every single gram of fentanyl comes across the southern border. It's wide open. Because of the Biden administration policies, Border Patrol agents are acting as processing clerks and Uber drivers for incoming aliens rather than securing the border against those who are smuggling drugs across it. And I have heard that. I've heard that phrase, Uber driver, from a Border Patrol agent in my many years of working with them. They are so frustrated. And one of the things I'm proposing is that you have law enforcement in the border states, in Texas, where, for example, I've been working with sheriffs representing them in a lawsuit against the Biden administration. Have those sheriffs work with sheriffs in Oklahoma, Kansas, interior states, so that we're not just operating at the border, but we're operating all along the trafficking routes to try to stop these criminal cartels that are bringing fentanyl all across the country.
Chris Kobach is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, ladies and gentlemen. He wants to be the next attorney general for the great state of Kansas. The polling looking very good in that race, as you mentioned, Chris. What is the first order of business? You get elected, first day in the office, what are you going to be focusing on?
Probably the first order of business will be setting up a special litigation unit similar to the one that Texas has, to focus on defending our constitutional rights against the Biden administration. As you know, Todd, and your listeners know, there have been multiple lawsuits brought by red states against the Biden administration every time they issue yet another order or policy that violates federal statute or violates the federal constitution. But Texas is carrying the load. They've the vast majority of these lawsuits are you know, brought by Texas, litigated by Texas. They do all the work and the other states sign on. I'd like to see Kansas step up and carry a significant amount of the load so that we can bring, so that the maximum number of suits can be brought on every single issue that the Biden administration has violated the law. I'll give you one that's at the top of my mind right now, and that is the effort by the Biden administration to use coercive pressure to force state public schools to adopt trans-friendly policies. You know, I never thought I would be saying that, but this past summer, they conditioned Department of Agriculture school lunch subsidies on schools adopting trans-friendly policies and non-discriminatory policies toward trans students. And when you ask, well, what does that mean? Well, that would mean that you don't have bathrooms that are discriminatory toward trans students, locker rooms that are discriminatory, you know, depending on what discriminatory means. So basically, we're talking about the federal government forcing its trans agenda on public schools, on our kids all across America, without Congress ever saying anything, but simply by executive decree and using school lunch funds as a method of coercing states. And that is an extension. It goes beyond the power of Congress and beyond the power of the executive in the spending power.
So they're basically saying no government-funded tater tots unless you let little Billy into the little girl's room.
Exactly. Yeah. Assuming Billy is declaring that he's a female that day or has transitioned. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And what I fear, Todd, is that that was the camel getting into the tent when the Biden Department of Agriculture announced that this past summer. I think after the November elections, when they aren't going to face political heat for a while again, I think then they're going to be more specific and they'll take the next step and they'll say that Billy also gets to run against the girls in girls' sports. And that's, you know, I think Americans all across the country are now tuned into that actually happening in many, many states and in collegiate sports. And if the Biden administration has its way, I think they will use school lunch funds to force that into every public school.
It's unbelievable. And Chris, this is why it's so vitally important that you win this race, because a lot of folks out there don't understand how devious the Biden administration and these culture jihadists, as I call them, how devious they can be to go in and using lunch funds as a method to advance this agenda. And of course, you remember back what was it, the last days of the Obama administration, when they sent out the threatening letters to the school boards, knowing it was non-binding, telling them that they had to embrace the transgender movement. So this has been going on for a very long time in America.
It absolutely has. And there is this tendency in the Biden administration, less so in the Obama administration, they did it too, but the Biden administration just seems to be grasping for every lever of power, not looking at the Constitution, just thinking of how they can coerce states to do what the Biden administration wants them to do, and using the spending power in a way to regulate things that the federal government has no authority to regulate, you know, trans policies. The founding fathers, the word education doesn't even occur in the U.S. Constitution, much less trans policies in education. And the idea that the federal government can regulate this would have our founding fathers rolling over in their graves. And the way to stop it is to stop it in court. And that's what I would intend to do as Attorney General.
And Chris, I'd love to get your take on this, and I know where you stand on the life issue. Word coming of yet another pro-lifer whose home was raided by the Biden FBI. I think we're looking at 13 or 14 now. My numbers may be off by one or two. But this is very disturbing behavior when you've got the FBI raiding the homes of pro-life people, moms and dads, you know, who maybe raised a complaint in the school board. Is there anything that you would be able to do as Attorney General to protect the citizens of Kansas from this government overreach?
Potentially. It depends on the circumstances, of course. But if a federal agent was violating Kansas law in executing a similar type of raid, that would be one area where the state attorney general could step in. But more generally, the FBI has been abusing its authority under Biden. And many people have been saying that, including some people who are not Republicans, saying, look, the FBI used to have a stellar reputation as being a politically neutral, top shelf law enforcement agency that would never stoop to, you know, political tactics. And that's not the FBI we have anymore. So, the bigger problems at the FBI, probably not. And I wish I could say I have a means of addressing that as state attorney general. But, you know, that's something that the next administration is going to have to correct, and that Congress can potentially correct by using, its ability to hold hearings and its conditioning of, you know, saying, look, if you want these funds, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z.
All right. Chris, I don't want you to jinx anything, but, man, these polls all over America looking like a big red tsunami is about to hit America.
I think so. Todd, I don't see how we can have – I mean, let's step back to the last time we saw a red tsunami. That was 2010, 2 years into Obama's presidency. You know, things were bad then. People were angry about Obamacare. But we didn't have rampant inflation. We didn't have sky-high gas prices. We didn't have the virtual shutdown of American oil or new American drilling for oil. You didn't have foreign policy debacles like Afghanistan. I mean, there's so many things. And you have the traditional, you know, pattern in American politics that a president loses seats in Congress and loses governorships in his party and other races. So I think this is going to be a red tsunami. And, you know, the mainstream media has been trying to, you know, beat the drum that no, so there's no big wave coming. It's coming. There's no question it's coming. It's just a question of how big it's going to be.
All right. Well, Chris, we wish you the very best of luck out there on the campaign trail. And any way we can be of help, you let us know. And we're gonna fight the good fight alongside of you.
Well, I appreciate it. And if any listeners want to help, they can always go to chriskobach.com. That's Chris with a K. So it's chriskobach.com.
And thanks, Todd. You got it, Chris. And we got a direct link to your websites on our live show blog. We'll make it simple for folks. Chris Kobach, ladies and gentlemen, wants to be the next attorney general there in the great state of Kansas. Oh, we've got to take a quick break here. Opening up the phone lines when we return, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind, so let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We got another trivia question on the table here. I like doing trivia. We haven't done trivia in a long time, and, you know, we want to give away some free stuff. We're going to give you a signed copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with Withdrawal. And Grace Baker, I just realized if every person listening to this program purchased a copy, a single copy, which you can do at your favorite bookstore or on Amazon or on our website.
That would be a lot of biscuits.
We'd be like the New York Times number one best-selling book.
Yeah,
by a couple of million books. But no, I'm just saying it. But anyway, it's a great book to get as a gift for a loved one, a family member. And we're getting rave reviews about the recipes.
I mean, it's getting close to the holidays, too. And then it's got good recipes for the holidays.
It has great recipes. It's a win-win. Great recipes. So here we go. This is about the Andy Griffith Show. The darlings, a mountain family on the show. included members of an actual bluegrass band. So the Darlings, they played bluegrass music on the show, but they were actually members of a legitimate, real bluegrass band. We want to know the name of that band. What was the name of the bluegrass band that the Darlings performed as a part of on the old Andy Griffith Show? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. That is a great question, actually. I had no idea that was the case. So that's you learn something new every day. All right, you folks in Maine listening to us on WLOB, what's going on up there in Ray Richardson country? This story coming to us from the Maine Wire. A public school teacher at Gray New Gloucester Middle School was recorded on secret audio making all sorts of disparaging comments about former President Trump. She said that Trump supporters are uneducated. She told one student, quote, "Your father and stepfather are just caught up in the propaganda. They believe the lies. That's the whole point of lying, is that people believe it just because you're saying it." The teacher said that whenever she sees someone wearing a Trump MAGA hat, she thinks to herself, that's somebody who needs to be educated. The instructor denigrated President Trump, claimed he doesn't pay taxes, while praising Biden and Harris. She also claims white people do not go to jail for drug crimes. Well, that's not true. And that rich white men are afraid they won't make as much money because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Wait, what? It's not immediately clear what prompted the teacher's bizarre political rant during eighth grade study hall. It's also not clear whether other students were in the room. The teacher went on to say that Trump is a liar and a cheater, and he's not that smart. She said Biden is very well educated. Trump has a degree from a college, a very, very low-level college. He was a very poor student. What is she talking about? Biden went to, what, the University of freaking Delaware? I mean, no offense. But Donald Trump went to the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, the Wharton School of Business. One of the best business schools in America. What is this woman talking about? Anyway, it goes on and on. They've got all these video recordings. And what's shocking is that the school has done absolutely nothing. So the school has not punished this teacher. The school has not removed this teacher from the classroom. That teacher has no business being around any students. There are also reports that the teacher was talking about her lesbianism with a student. And encouraging the student to explore his own sexuality. What's going on in the state of Maine? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Danny in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Danny, how are you today?
I'm good. Good to talk to you.
Well, likewise. Danny, first of all, were you a fan of the Andy Griffith Show?
Sure I was. Wasn't everybody?
Well, of course. Of course. It's like, yes, it's like we love the Andy Griffith Show. There's some great TV shows back in the day. All right, well, let's try to win you a prize here, Danny, from Statesville, North Carolina.
Okay.
The Darlings, the Mountain Family on the show, Hillbillies, I guess. They included members of what actual bluegrass band? What's the answer?
The Dillards.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Danny. The Dillards, they appeared on the Andy Griffith Show between 1963 and 1966. You know, it's interesting. They introduced the song that later became known as Dueling Banjos.
Really?
That was in the 1963 episode called Briscoe Declares for Aunt B. So there you go. Danny, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations. And no, Grace Baker, declare is what they, when somebody was sweet on you, you know what that means. When someone's sweet on you. No, that they like you.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's
going steady?
No, well, that's what happens when you're sweet on somebody, and then you go steady.
The more you know.
But then when you really go steady, they will declare.
Declare.
I'm declaring you.
I declare.
Go on, be my bride. All right, hang tight, everybody. 844-747-8868.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind, so let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, you love it, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are having a great time around America today. Radio Rumble coming up in just a moment, but I want to go to the phones. Linda from Alaska, but she's driving through Nevada right now and has been listening to the program on the Nevada Talk Network. Linda, how are you today?
Hey, Todd. Great. My husband's actually driving. I'm on the phone with you in the driver in the passenger seat. We left Clam Gulch, Alaska, 10 days ago on a road trip. Need to go down for some medical in the lower 48. Just wanted to mention that the great state of Alaska, formerly a red state, is now turning the other way. Lisa Murkowski, Senator Lisa Murkowski, who needs to put a D behind her name, has poured millions of dollars into the campaign of Mary Peltola, who, through a ranked choice voting system in August, won the seat from Don Young, who passed away in June unexpectedly on the way back home from Washington, D.C. And she continues to, and Mary Peltola won the seat to finish out the term, and Murkowski is doing everything she can to keep a Democrat in that seat by taking votes away from the Republican, Kelly Shabaka. We're really going the other way. I mean, it's a nasty system.
Linda, it's that ranked choice voting. I hate it because it does,
yes,
it does favor the Democrats, and that's what happened with the Sarah Palin race. I'm curious though about Sarah Palin though. Is,
yes,
does she still have the popularity there in Alaska?
She still does in the Kenai Peninsula, which is probably 80% conservative where we're from. But if you go Fairbanks, Juneau, Anchorage, that's those areas are gone. They're all
okay.
Gone blue, unfortunately. And that's what's happening to Sarah Palin. She's still doing well in the polls up there. Haven't checked the national polls lately. But one thing about Sarah Palin, when she talks, she gets the crowd. She'll get the media
around
her.
That's true.
That's her. You know, a good thing for Sarah. We're just really worried about what's going to happen in Alaska right now.
And this is where the Republicans and especially the conservatives have to mobilize and change these rules. And that's getting engaged in the process. And Linda, we hope you have a safe journey and hope things go well for you and you get a good report from your doctor. And be safe driving through the great state of Nevada.
Well, Todd, thanks so much for putting me on. I've known in Alaska as Linda from Clam Gulch on KSRM, our local station of 176 people.
I love it. Well, Linda, we're not on in Clam Gulch, but you can download our free app and you can call in, and I look forward to seeing Linda from Clam Gulch on the line.
Todd, thanks so much for taking my call, and go Republicans. Vote, everybody.
That's it. All right, Linda, thanks for the call. And folks, it's very simple, 844-747-8868, and you can be like Linda from Clam Gulch. Hey, let's go to the lines. We've got Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines filled up today. First, from the great state of New Jersey, our good friend, the News Talk Goddess of America, Mary Walter. And Clam Gulch, too, Mary.
I was just going to say, the untold story of that last call is, who knew there was a Clam Gulch, Alaska?
I'm Googling. You never know when somebody tries to pull a fast one, so I'm Googling. I'm like, wow, there's Clam Gulch.
It's real. I looked it up. I thought she was making it up.
Oh, my goodness. And so we got Mary Walter, and then brand new to our Radio Rumble, our good friend Joe Messina out in Santa Clarita, California. Great syndicated radio host. And, of course, they carry my program there in the Santa Clarita area of California. Joe, good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be with you. Appreciate now, the time.
And, Mary, what's interesting about Joe Messina, he's also the school board president. So you know he's triggering a lot of leftists out there in California.
Oh, then I absolutely adore him.
Oh, we love Joe Messina.
Having a lot of fun at it, too.
Joe, real quick, before we jump into politics, I know you guys had a big battle over the thin blue line flag. The local high school football team was told they couldn't do it anymore. What's the latest on that?
Oh, it's an ongoing fight between me and the superintendent and a bunch of parents. Now they're claiming that they don't have to remove, check this out, they don't have to remove any of the political flags from the classroom because the teachers enjoy a different First Amendment than the kids do. So we're getting our good friend Brad Dacus involved in this to see if we can't allow the kids to carry that flag during a football game if they so desire. Well, this is ridiculous.
It is, and I'm actually going to be emceeing the big Pacific Justice Institute gala on this weekend in Southern California, so hopefully we will see you down there. You know, Mary, I think it's these kinds of stories that really aggravate average American citizens who may not be all that involved in politics. And I think that's what we are seeing happen this election cycle. People are just getting fired up and saying enough is enough.
Absolutely, because when you, and I've been saying this over and over, and I think a lot of people feel the same way. And we saw it play out in Virginia, whether you have a D or an R or after your name, or you're a socialist or Green Party or whatever it happens to be. When you start talking about my kids and their education, and you're taking that away from me and you're telling me I have no say, suddenly political walls fall down. But in Joe's case, Joe, you know what I would love to see when it comes to this flag? Because this flag story is driving me crazy. What I would love to see is for parents to say, oh, or there's teachers that say, well, you know what's important to me? The Bible in my classroom. So if it's okay, you know, for you to say, well, I don't want to see that flag because it bothers me. Well, you know, because you have different rights than I do. Teachers have different rights than the kids. Then why can't teachers put religious symbols in their classroom if they so desire then? Or does that, and it just calls out their hypocrisy. And I wish Republicans would start to play the game the way Democrats do and claim special privilege, just like Democrats do. Use their words against them.
Joe, jump in here.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm on board with you 100%. Matter of fact, I've done that. I've stuck up for teachers who've had the Bible in their classroom and hid it in their drawer, their top drawer when a child or a student asks them, hey, where did you get that? And the teacher says, well, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible. And that's actually a passage in the Bible. They have been written up for those kind of things. And yours truly has pushed back on it because you're right. We do. We need Christian men and women on these school boards that will open their mouths and push back and stick up for these teachers and students. And then they come alongside. And with this thing with the blue line flag, Todd, I had a Democrat stop me in a parking lot with a Biden sticker on his pickup truck and rolled his window down. He goes, Messina, I can't stand you most of the time, but you stuck up for our kids, so I'm going to vote for you. So the Dems will come to our side.
Wow. Yes, they will. Joe Messina on radio station KHTS, our great affiliate, Todd Stern Show affiliate in Santa Clarita, California. Mary Walters from the great state of New Jersey. Let's talk about midterm elections, guys. And Joe, I want to pop back to you and then Mary jump in here. California, how are things looking out there? I know supermajority of Democrats control the state. Joe, any ground being gained by Republicans?
No, not really. I mean, we'd love to believe that, right? And now Governor Newsom is giving everybody a $1,000 tax rebate to help with your grocery bills, okay, just before the election. So that ought to work out really well for him. You know, my race here or in my area, it's Congressman Garcia against Christy Smith. Again, she's lost against him two times. Our district went from very solid Republican to likely Republican. And he's got to work hard to keep those seats. And they're outspending us here in California.
Mary, how are things looking, not just in New Jersey, but across to the eastern seaboard there? Anything interesting happening?
Well, the big, you know, the big race, obviously, Oz and Fetterman, you hear a lot about that. And also in New York with Lee Zeldin and Kathy Hochul, it looks like that race is now a toss-up, which you never thought you would see. But Lee Zeldin has made some great strides against Kathy Hochul. In New Jersey, we have a governor who decided we're going to make New Jersey the California of the East. And the idiots who live here just keep voting for the same junk that they fled in New York. So we have a problem with people fleeing New York, just like, you know, neighboring states have a problem with people fleeing California, and they come to New Jersey because the schools are better and it's safer. They're moving into suburbia. They're fleeing the crime. And then they vote for the same policies that failed so miserably that they picked up their families and moved. So we're up against that. And we have a governor who is complicit in all of that. And unfortunately, I went to a meet and greet for a congressional candidate who would unseat Frank Pallone in the 6th District in New Jersey, which is the Shore. And it's so gerrymandered, it's ridiculous. And, you know, she's not going to win. She gets no support from the National, because the National, I think, writes off certain states. Like, they just don't send anybody high profile to even campaign for them. They did it to Leo Terrell in California. You know, they did it to Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey. They just write it off. And if you by some chance happen to get elected, then they want to help you. And that's a problem for Republicans. They really have to stop doing that.
Can we talk for a minute about Joe Biden? I mean, over the past couple of days, clearly somebody's been forgetting to slip in the meds in the porridge. Yesterday, there were three or four back-to-back-to-back gaffes. He was talking about gay marriage, and he referenced Clark Griswold. and then this Mary, I don't know if you saw this, he was rubbing a woman's cheek. And then, kind of pretending punching the other cheek. And then he just grabbed her hand, wouldn't let go. It was like a hide your women, you know, a hide your wife kind of a thing going on there. The guy is off his rocker.
It's sad because I don't say this to be funny. I say it to be totally honest. I love senior citizens. I love older people because they crack me up because they just don't care. So I have fun with them and I really enjoy their company. And so I've had a lot of close friends who were seniors, and you see certain behavior in people as they start to age. And one of them, especially with the men or even senior women, will hold your hand and they don't want to let go, and they hold on and they hold on and they hold on. And I don't know what that is a symptom of, but I've seen it before. I've seen the look in Joe's eyes that my grandfather, who had dementia, would get. That look where he's with you and then he's just looking far away and you know he's not there anymore. And I think we're seeing that in Joe. Based on what's happened this past week, Joe goes back to the basement. They're not going to let him out again. He's not campaigning with anyone but Fetterman, who thought that was a good idea. And I think Joe goes back in the basement now. It's really sad. And it's like we don't know what's going on. We're supposed to pretend we don't see it.
Joe, the guy's the leader of the free world.
And they were worried about Trump having the button, right? You know, I wish I had as many imaginary friends as Joe does. You know, I've been through two family members with dementia and Alzheimer's, and she's right. The bottom line was he looks exactly like those family members that I had, confused, kind of not knowing really where they're at, looking around, not knowing what to do next. And this is very scary. And to think of some of the comments that he makes when it comes to what's going on overseas with the Russians and the Saudis, they were worried again about Trump getting us into World War III. This guy is moving full steam ahead downhill on a train and getting us into a World War III scenario.
And it's like the wife. Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, it's the wife. She knows this. But you saw there was a report out a couple of days ago, and she's just a raging lunatic in that White House. People are terrified of her. And she's very upset that the White House communications team actually tried to get him out there to do a press conference, Mary. I think this is really more about her being first lady than it is about him being president of the United States.
100%. I agree with you 100%. She knows his medical status. She knows his mental status, yet she went along with this. I have said from the beginning that this is elder abuse. Again, I don't say that to be funny. I am dead serious when I say that. I think that they pushed Joe in to the office because what they're saying is they made a deal with Jill. here's what we're going to do. He's totally pliable. He has no clue what's going on. I think sometimes he does. Like, he's in and out, as you see when you have a loved one who's slipping into dementia. They're in and out. He has moments of clarity. She's his visiting angel. You know, have you ever seen a first lady at every single speech standing right behind the president? Never. This is the first time you're seeing that. She's there. She gently guides him off. She's whispering to him just like a nurse would. This is about her, and she allowed this to happen to this man. She pushed for this. She knows he's not making the decisions, but she's getting her moment in the spotlight, and I think it is terrible what she has done to him.
Just remember, Joe, he was 30, she was 12. That ought to be on a T-shirt somewhere.
Oh, God. Oh, you want me to go on from there? Look, this is the same guy that says, gasoline has always been $7 a gallon in California. I don't know where he's getting his information, but it's just amazing. And they keep letting him out there. But listen, Todd, let's be honest about this. This is also the American people's fault. They put this guy in office, you know, for all intents and purposes, and they keep supporting people around him, electing people around him that run with his, you know, run with his agenda. And this is really the major problem we have here. They're worried about negative tweets. Look what they got.
Oh, exactly. All right, guys, we've got to ramp it there. We have gone long, and they're yelling at me to take a break. Joe, we appreciate you coming on, and have a great show out there in Santa Clarita. And Mary, always good hearing from you.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting you, Joe.
You too, Mary.
All right, Joe Messina, ladies and gentlemen, out in California, Mary Walter. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. You know, former President Trump just made a big post on Truth Social praising Dick Morris and his new book, The Return. Trump says Dick Morris's bestseller is a great book, and you need to get a copy. The Return reveals that Trump is running again and how he will win. It also alleges big media, big tech, and the deep state have formed a secret alliance to stop Trump no matter what. President Trump calls The Return fantastic and says Dick Morris is a real pro. Newsmax says it's the book of the year, already number one Amazon bestseller, and you need to get yourself a copy right now. Dick Morris, The Return, in bookstores everywhere. You can also pick up a free offer from Newsmax. You're going to be able to save $28. All you have to do is call 800-NEWSMAX to get the book from Dick Morris. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX, or go to TheReturn911.com. We'll be right back.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Grace, I don't know if you saw the news. There was an earthquake here in this part of Tennessee, West Tennessee, last night.
Yes, I saw this.
Did you feel it, though? Who cares about seeing it? Did you feel it?
No.
It was like a 2.3, 2.4 on the Richter scale.
I mean, I didn't know if it was shaking from gunshots or the earthquake.
I thought maybe, you know, Michael Moore had fallen down. I don't know. It's like, that would have been a 4.5.
Low blow, Todd.
4.5, maybe. That would have been a 4.5 on the Richter scale.
True.
So the reason I asked it, I didn't feel any. Every now and again, you feel, you know, you get a little rumble. People don't realize that Memphis is on an active fault line.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And
we're due for one any day now.
Well, we are. And, you know, nothing is built to withstand a shake here. And
so, folks, if we one day just are not on the air, that's probably the reason, because we have nothing.
If you hear Grace saying, oh, anybody feel that rumbling?
Oh, no. Right in the middle of the show.
Where's Michael Moore?
Yep.
No, seriously. I mean, it could
knock everything
point,
out.
Well, it's the new Madrid fault line.
Yes.
And there was one earthquake so bad that the Mississippi River actually flowed backwards and created Real Foot Lake in Kentucky. You can
it's terrifying.
Google. All that to say, I got an OnStar members, I got an OnStar alert asking if I was prepared for earthquakes.
Not nuclear war, earthquakes.
That's not good. Yeah, not nuclear war, just an earthquake. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Hey, join us tonight on the website, toddstearns.com. I'll be over there answering your questions and hanging out. We hope to see you then and tomorrow on the Todd Stearns Radio Show.